News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Just take a listen to Just Stop Oil's Fiona Atkinson speaking to Kieran on The Hard Shoulder last night.
Well, look what's happened now. Suddenly, everybody's talking about it. And unfortunately, it takes this sort of action to get everybody talking about the climate, which is what we want everybody to do. We want everybody to talk about the climate emergency because it's serious and it's happening now and people are dying because of it. And nobody's really addressing it in the way that we need to.
And that was Just Stop Oil's defence of using orange paint on England's Stonehenge monument. And there has been further developments today. They've actually broken into Stansted and they have targeted multiple private jets with orange spray paint as well, just hours after Taylor Swift's plane has landed. So has climate activism and protest in general gone too far? For more on this, I'm joined by Ian O'Doherty, columnist with the Irish Independent. Ian, what do you make of that, that they are getting people talking about the climate and the means kind of justifies the end?
Well, first things first, Ciara, good morning. They've gone after Tay-Tay. That's a step too far. They won't get away with this. Nobody goes after
Tay-Tay. Hater is going to hate, is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, what do these people want? I mean, do they expect, before we get on to the Stonehenge thing, do they expect Taylor Swift to fly Ryanair? You know, I mean, she's like, it's a big operation. She needs a private jet. That's just the way it is. But it's a perfect example of how these people just don't live in the real world. I mean, the attack on Stonehenge, that absolutely infuriated an awful lot of British people, and rightly so. I mean, Stonehenge is a 5,000-year-old Neolithic monument. And they attacked it with this orange cornflour powder.
They say it will wash away and leave no residue, etc.
Well, actually, that's simply not true because the rain can actually embed some of the powder into the rocks. And one of the things which I only discovered when I was actually checking this out yesterday was that Stonehenge carries some of the rarest lichens and mosses on its rocks, where botanists from around the world travel to check it out. Now, I mean, if you're a botanist who goes around the world checking out moss and lichen, that's your own lookout. But it's another example of their philistinism and their nihilistic attitude. I mean, basically, what we're dealing with here is a doomsday death cult. Right, where they have spoiled brats who think that they can get away with doing whatever they want because there's an old thing. I mean, you're a doctor, you pretty know it's the psychological phrase of moral license, where people who think that their cause is sufficiently righteous.
And that is exactly what they think. They think that climate change. One thing I wasn't sure about when she said, well, everyone's talking about climate. I think everyone's talking about what they did at Stonehenge. I'm not sure anyone's talking about the climate. But they think that their cause is so important and so just that they can kind of do anything.
It basically gives them a moral blank check to do whatever they want, whether it's attacking artwork, which they do on a regular basis, or whether it's blocking the roads, which they do on a regular basis. What I would suggest to your listeners is actually to have a look at some of the videos on YouTube of how people in France, Germany and Italy have responded to their protesters who tried to block the roads. And it's a hell of a lot more violent. And
it's interesting because people in France seem to love to block an old road. They're mad.
No, but I'm talking about the particular climate. Well, I mean, the French have blocked the roads for any excuse anyway, you know. It's basically they've been getting away with it. They've been getting away with murder, literally in several cases in England where people died because they were being brought to hospital and the ambulances couldn't get through. And there was a woman who had gave birth in the back of a car because of, you know. Now, I had a person who was very close to me at an medical emergency a while ago. And if we'd been blocked from going to the hospital, I'd be breaking out the baseball bats. and going after them.
Goodness.
And because what we're dealing with is a bunch of people who've obviously never been told to sit down and shut up by the grown-ups. And they think they can do what they want. They've this really obnoxious air of moral superiority. And one of the interesting things that I found in a lot of the English cases, and I've written quite a lot about this, is that the judges, when they come up in front of the beak, the judge will say that, oh, well, you know, we all support your cause, but we don't support your methods. I don't support their cause. I mean, people don't seem to understand that Just Stop Oil want an end to all fossil fuel by 2030, right? So in the next couple of years. They would have us all living in a cave, lighting fires with twigs, right?
I'm not sure you're allowed light fires, Ian, to be honest. I'm not sure about your light.
Well, they probably wouldn't.
Burn,
you know,
wood.
But no, it's like... They're a bloody menace.
All right. And no, you've made your point. You've made your point, and an interesting point as it is as well. Look, thank you for joining me this morning. I do appreciate it. That is Ian O'Doherty, their columnist with the Irish Independent. Let us know what you think about all of that.
I just wish.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.